Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Let's welcome in our guest. She's not really a guest. She basically lives here. That would be Mega from WEEI, WEEI.com. And you can hear her, of course, with me and Ted and Shime on football Sundays, including this Sunday at 10 o'clock. Just because there's no Patriots game Sunday, the show must go on. Mega, welcome. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing on this Friday?
I'm doing great. It's a nice Victory Friday, nice Patriots Friday here. Let's go ahead and start with your impressions from what we all witnessed last night. Short week, a Jets team that, while they don't win a lot of games, don't really get blown out that much either. They hung around in that game for sure. Patriots able to come away with a victory. What did you like and what didn't you like?
I think I'll start obviously with what I like, and that is that this team is so freaking confident and professional. And I say professional because all the short week stuff coming off of a really physical Tampa game where a lot of their key players got pretty banged up. And then some guys were out like Terrell Jennings, but somebody like Trevion Henderson suffered a knee injury and was limited in practice in one of the two practices that they were able to hold this week, and then goes in and has a hat trick of touchdowns. I think that says something to what the head coach and what the organization is able to do. And they talk about it a lot after the game about saunas and body work and all the stuff that they did, IV hydration down in Florida to get themselves prepared for this Thursday night game. But I say confident as well, because it's so clear to me that they're in a position where I don't know if this is something that's going to be great for them to carry into the playoffs, but they can have Justin Fields and Breece Hall run through them in the first possession and once again have a team score a touchdown or just score on their first possession of the game and be like, okay, shrug that off. We've been here. We're going to get to where we need to get to. And I think that that's just, again, I don't know if that's something that you want to except for the long term when you see more talented teams, but they do just have this innate belief in themselves as the game goes on.
Yeah, and against Tampa, the same thing happened, and Tampa is a good team. And that was sort of the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't let this happen against a good team. It'll finally come back to bite you. Actually, it didn't. It really didn't. Tampa, the
right.
Same thing happened, and they still won.
Yeah, because I think on both sides of the ball, like it's different levels of confidence where I think offensively it's so clear that they feel that different guys can make plays for them. It's not the kind of team where they have to look to Steph Diggs and they have to have him have a performance like he did last night or like he did against Buffalo, which was very emotional for him. They can go to Mac Hollins for an entire half like they did in the second half against Tampa. They can go to DeMario Douglas for a whole game as they did the week before and he had 100-plus receiving yards. And then I think over on defense, it's a little bit different because strangely, I do think that they're a little bit more up and down at times for a Vrabel defensively focused coach team. But I think that that confidence just is felt throughout the locker room.
And now, Mego, you famously are in that locker room, as we know on Sundays when we go inside the locker room with a player who every time you interview a player, they do something good in the game, which is an amazing streak that you're on. But I want to know, at what point in that locker room did you kind of realize, all right, these guys all really are buying it? Was there like a certain game, a certain post game where it was just like, okay,
yes,
this is it?
So it was interesting. I'm going to pull back the curtain on a story that I didn't write. So oh. I wanted to do this story about when a team figures out that they're good. And I wanted to go around the locker room and talk to guys who were new free agents who had been on really good teams. So guys like Carlton Davis when he was in Tampa, Milton Williams, Garrett Bradbury when he was with the Vikings. and asked them when they kind of felt like, you know, okay, things are really swinging their way. And that was right before the Buffalo game. So then, because I honestly went into that thinking like, hey, if they can hang out with Buffalo, if they can be tough in there, then we can say, hey, this is a pretty good team. They're scrappy. They're frisky. They might have something. And then, you know, they don't exactly blow doors, but they certainly make a statement in Sunday Night Football. And so then I scrapped that because I was like, well, now this feels very stupid. You know, they're a good team because they beat Buffalo. But I think there was a, I felt it in that locker room leading up to that game, that those guys felt like they should be taken seriously. They knew that they hadn't arrived and they had a lot that they had to prove, but they all bought so much into what Mike Vrabel was selling early on. And I think once the season started, the part of what the Raiders game, why that opening game was such a disappointment, was because everybody's expectations were so much higher. And it was almost like looking around the locker room, the guys were like, we seriously like just played like that. And you come out of camp, and this is kind of a long-winded way of saying, I think a lot of players, even when they come out of camp, they're not sure exactly what kind of team they are. But this team grew their confidence very quickly. And I would say it was leading up to that Buffalo game. And then the Buffalo game just kind of announced it to everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
We're talking with Mego here on the Christian Arcan Show. Mego, do you think that this team is playing as well as they're going to play, or do you think there's another level that they have?
It's hard to say because I think so much of it is tied directly to the quarterback. And I spent a couple weeks saying, surely this is unsustainable. And I'm done with that with Drake May, because I think with Drake, what is most interesting to me is not just, okay, you can look at the passer rating or statistics that fit what argument you want to make for him on either side, but he's fixing stuff as the season goes along. Like, what were we talking about 3 weeks ago? We were talking about the sacks that he was taking. He's taking six sacks in back-to-back games. He only takes one apiece in a short week. And so that, I think you can already see him maneuvering and moving around a dirty pocket, like much better than he was, say, 5 or 6 weeks ago before he saw a pair of really good defenses. Sliding early in the season. Oh my God. Like, how much do we talk about sliding? He still scares the crap out of me half the time when he goes to try to slide. Cause I know he played baseball, but it just looks a little awkward, but he's doing a good job protecting himself. And so I think the team just will largely go as Drake goes. And if he continues this level of play, then I think that they will continue to have this confidence and be able to make big plays that erase a lot of the mistakes that they have. So I kind of think that they're going to keep, I wouldn't say like climbing to another level, but rising to the occasion that they're in. And it'll be interesting to see once they get into the playoffs, everything kind of resets and it'll be a different level of intensity, but I really think the team is kind of built for that.
Yeah, they certainly appear to be. Mike Reese said that the non-quarterback MVP of this team is Steph Diggs. You're probably the wrong person to ask, but do you agree with him?
I have a different take on that.
Okay.
And maybe this isn't as spicy. I like that. I like that assertion from Mike Reese. You know I'm a big Steph Diggs fan.
We know.
But I think that he's so clearly the best free agent signing that they've had since Brady left. And I might need to even go back further into like deeper into the final Brady years to see if there's another free agent signing that's made such a big impact. So I would definitely give him that moniker. But in terms of the MVP outside of quarterback, I don't know. I might have to think on that a little bit more because I think collectively what the offensive line has been able to do in staying healthy and playing together game to game, especially when our expectations were so low going into the season, those guys just don't really get a ton of credit. We only look at them when protection breaks down and then we all yell about it. So I think that might be the most important aspect to the team's play right now, but Steph Diggs is certainly the most exciting.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think you can make an argument for Milton Williams just because this team went from what they were last year to a top run-stuffing defense, and he's the guy in the middle, and, you know, Spillane, and there's other guys that you can point to, but I think Williams, especially considering he wasn't a full-time player on those Eagles teams, right? Like, he was, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think we can agree Milton Williams is the most online guy.
Yeah,
so,
well, yeah,
he's got that going for him.
That's true. I didn't even realize that. I was like, oh yeah, okay. I guess that was during the game. But yeah, that's one way that they've certainly transformed. Where do you think there's still room for improvement with this team?
So I thought it was pretty apparent last night against Justin Fields. Something that they haven't seen a ton of are these super mobile dual threat quarterbacks. And Justin Fields is not a dual threat because he's not a good passer. He's a single threat as a runner. But they're probably most likely, I don't know, the injury report, the practice reports are weird out of Baltimore, but they're probably going to see Lamar Jackson in a couple weeks, and they're going to see Josh Allen again, and then who knows who they'll see in the playoffs. They need to work on containing these quarterbacks who can run. We all have seen the different stats of how good the rush defense has been against true runners, but both Josh Allen and Justin Fields were able to post over 50 rushing yards on them. The only time Drake May has done that this entire season, by the way, was against Tennessee, who were abysmal. So that kind of gives you an idea of, as much as we're like, wow, Drake can take off and make stuff happen, and he's doing that more, I think, through the air now than with his legs, which is another great progression. But as much as we look at that, they've had two of the better running quarterbacks post pretty big stats on them. And so I think that's just something to watch. It reminds me a little bit of a similar issue that the 2021 defense had, which was, again, a really good defense, but they had trouble, especially when guys are able to break out to the right side, like you saw last night with Justin Fields, and take off over there.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, last question. Are you getting Steph and Cardi B a baby gift?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be creepy. Like, I don't want to be all in their business and everything. I was very surprised, though, because I honestly wasn't locked into the timeline mm-hmm. of the pregnancy. And I was like, wow, she was very pregnant when she was at the stadium the other day yeah. in the box. Like, she could have had her water break in next to Mr. Kraft and delivered in a hospital in Boston.
Robert and Jonathan there, like, you know, breathe, right? Doing the breathing
yeah,
exercises. That would have been something to see. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. If it was like if it was a movie, that's what would have happened.
Definitely.
You know, he would have his touchdown, and then her water would break, and she'd be like, "Oh, the baby's coming!" And we would all, and we it would be great.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
The baby
but,
comes
you know,
out.
Congratulations
and says,
to them.
Baby comes out and says, "Go Pats" or something. That would work out great.
yeah, exactly.
Megan Ottolini, aka Mego, great to talk with you as always. I'll see you on Sunday for Football Sunday with you, me, Chris Scheim, Ted Johnson, Wiggy. No Tommy Curran this weekend. He's blowing us off. But everybody else will be there, and you'll be there, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Arkan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.